industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
If you're a pro who manages properties or replaces appliances regularly, it helps to have a go-to resource like Lowe's. We have the brands pros have trusted for years. Solid names like Maytag, Whirlpool, and GE. All easily ordered on lowesforpros.com and all quickly delivered to the job site with free delivery 7 days a week. Even better, you can get up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event. Whatever you need today, or any day, Lowe's is pro ready. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery applies to appliances $299 or more. U.S. only.
Tip to the Red Rage. We are back. You know, I'm coming to you people on the phone lines. I just want to mention this. I saw this. Pro Football Focus, the idiots that represent them on Twitter, were having a conversation about Josh Allen versus Mitch Trubisky. This was also part of a Twitter conversation in which there was discussion about the fact that the Cleveland Browns almost traded for Russell Wilson, and that had they done that 2 years ago, the Seattle Seahawks plan was to draft Josh Allen with the first pick. And there are people who are whining and complaining about that and hating Josh Allen. And as part of this conversation about Allen versus Trubisky, Chris Mortensen responds and says, Josh Allen is now the most underrated quarterback in the NFL. The narrative has become embarrassing. And the responses after that are just unbelievably ignorant. Twitter is so stupid. I mean, it really is. I mean, as a whole, I mean, the sports IQ of Twitter is like zero. It's just, here are some of the responses. Dear Chris, I'm a Bills fan. I can tell you undeniably that Josh Allen is blank, blank, horrible. Dave writes, you apparently haven't watched him attempt to pass longer than 10 yards. Talk about embarrassing. Mitch by a mile. I would think overall accuracy would be an important characteristic of a good quarterback. Allen's accuracy is terrible. Jay Carlo, Josh Allen can't throw. I'm not skipping any. These are in a row. Based on what? The Bills ranked 23rd in yards per passing play last year, and 26% of Allen's passes were uncatchable. It goes on and on and on. The ignorance is just unbelievable. First of all, the guy had nobody taller than 5'9" as a receiver. Little gnats as receivers. They're trying to play a conservative style of football that focuses on his ability, on his arm strength, and his athleticism. But he's just a kid who was playing at Wyoming. If you don't think there's a friggin' adjustment period, then you shouldn't be talking. These people, you will never be able to find these people 5 years from now. because that guy is going to win Super Bowls at Buffalo. He's going to break the glass ceiling that Jim Kelly never could. And when he does, you're not going to be able to find any of these idiots who have no clue what they're talking about whatsoever. None. None. Total, complete ignoramuses. You know, it used to be that guys had 4 or 5 years to develop. Now, if you don't take the field from day one and look like you're going to lead the league in passing, you know, it's people can't see the talent. And the talent in Josh Allen is obvious. Trust me, there's a reason why Seattle would have made him the number one pick. He should have been the number one pick. And he will absolutely prove that out. And like I said, 3, 4, 5 years from now, you're not going to be able to find any of those people. None of them. None of them. They'll all have crawled back under the rocks from which they came because none of them have any idea what they're talking about. Josh Allen's a kid who played at Wyoming. There was going to be an adjustment period. There were some mechanical issues that need to be fixed. I'm pretty sure he brought Buffalo to the playoffs last year, which is the goal of the whole thing. And he's getting better and better, and anyone with eyes and aptitude can see it. And then if you add in the fact that the guy had no receivers above 5'9", it's hard to play that way in the National Football League. Now he does. Now he does. Like I said, watch what happens with those people in that conversation over the next few years. The ignorance level is unbelievable. To the phones. Marcel.
Hey, Walt, welcome back, buddy. I miss you. Mondays with Marcel.
Thank you, Marcel. Yes, I miss you too. I miss Mondays with Marcel.
Yes. How's Ramona doing?
I'm great. Thanks.
Hey, Ramona.
Hey, Marcel.
Back here. Yes, Mondays with Marcel is back, better than ever. I've got some, all of you Clemson listeners out there, including yours at the Roar, for some 4 Clemson programs earn NCAA's APR Public Recognition Awards. Fingers crossed, baseball, football, men's cross country, and women's golf. There are 4 Clemson programs were honored for outstanding academic achievement as part of the NCAA Academic Performance Public Recognition Awards tomorrow. Excuse me. This marks the 4th straight academic year in which at least 4 Clemson programs have earned APR awards.
All pretty good stuff right there.
Yeah, thanks. All 4 programs honored in the midst of an active run of 3 or more conservative years earning APR recognition, with women's golf leading the way with 6, followed by men's cross country in 4, same with baseball, and 3, football. Can't see what those guys will try to congratulate them. And now, some basketball news that we're telling you about it. Clemson faced Alabama in Holiday Hoopsgiving quadruple header, December 20th at State Farm Arena in Atlanta, home of the Hawks. The event is organized by the VII Group. Tickets, game times, and television destinations will be announced at a later date. So the Clemson men's basketball team, of the ACC will face off Alabama of the SEC as part of the Holiday Hoopsgiving Quad Ripple Header, December 12th at State Farm Arena, home of the Hawks in Atlanta. That's my Mondays with Marcel's Clemson update. All in, show some Tiger pride, the Roar.
There you go, Marcel. That's what we're talking about, Marcel's
Marcel.
Monday. There you go. At After Dark Marcel. Follow him on Twitter. Marcel, the rest of the world is.
Yeah, Marcel Marks 0.3 on Facebook, too.
There you go. Thank you, Marcel. Great job, as usual. with our Monday Marcel update. And again, After Dark Marcel, at After Dark Marcel on Twitter. I need to ask him about that, about that moniker, Ramona. Where
the
exactly
title
that
on his
comes.
Twitter?
Yeah, at
yeah,
After Dark Marcel. I'm a little curious about that. Maybe we should ask him that off here. I have no idea. I have no idea where that comes from, but I like it. I like it. It's catchy. And, he, you know, it's probably the fact, Ramona, Marcel's the hardest working man in radio, in television, because Marcel is everywhere. Seriously,
yes,
everywhere.
Is.
I mean, he is on radio shows from coast to coast. He's on shows in Canada. Not making this up. He's on
what?
Weather
he's
shows.
In Canada?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's on weather shows.
Wow,
oh, yeah.
That.
Yeah, Marcel is becoming a cult favorite all over the country. So, absolutely. It is good lineup here. Rory, Joshua, Robert, Zeke, good lineup. Rory.
Yeah, hey, how are you, Walt? Glad to have you back.
Good.
From vacation.
Thank you.
Hey, this weekend I took my 2008 blue minivan to an armed robbery and a poker game and a barbecue broke out. But
yeah.
After Marcel, you know, I have a public service announcement for all the Clemson area listeners, you know, Anderson, Greenville, Spartanburg. And here it is. It's going to rain for the next 3 days, and it's going to rain like a son of a gun. Take my words for it. It's supposed to rain a lot around here. I did enjoy watching NASCAR yesterday. Like the gentleman said a little bit ago, Kevin Harvick had a heck of a race, won his 50th all time. I know you're not big into NASCAR, but when you have some ducats on it, boy, it makes it fun, Walt.
You bet on the race?
Every week, every race. Yes, sir.
How about that?
Yes, sir.
How about that? Your airtime giddiness here, I guess you won.
No, I didn't win.
Oh,
I didn't win.
Okay.
I was just, it's kind of a, well, too much of a parlay bet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. But anyway, it's you pick out six drivers, and, well, this past week, my six drivers didn't do very well, but the very last race before the shutdown, the same six actually won it for me. So that's why I took the same six. And yesterday they doubled their score that I won with, and my grandson beat me by 60 points. So that's just how it goes.
Well, yeah, it would be better next time.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to be better Wednesday night if it doesn't rain down there.
Yeah.
Walt, you have a great day, and I'm enjoying the show. I'm glad you guys are back.
Thank you,
thanks,
Roy.
Walt.
Thank you. Appreciate the kind words. Thank you, Roy. Back to the phones. Joshua. Joshua, how are you?
Good. You?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you for about 3 years. I actually met you in Clemson at a plasma. Is a plasma donor?
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for calling, Joshua.
I won the Sean Watson tickets, I think, the football camp, which was first thing I ever won, but I had to call in and give them back because I was going through a bad custody battle for my kids. But the good thing is I got my kids.
And
I wanted to tell you how much I appreciate what you do.
That's very kind of you, Josh.
I did have a question.
Yep.
I did have a question. I'm a Georgia boy. I'm a Bulldog fan. Are you familiar with Giovanni Clark? Running back out of Deshaun Dawson County?
I've not watched film on him as yet, but why do you ask?
Well, he's a multiple. I wanted to see if you had any intel on him. He was a quarterback. I think he threw 74 passes for 1,000 yards, and he also ran 156 times for 15 touchdowns. I think it was close to 1,000 yards, but they picked him up as a fullback. I was going to see if you had any intellect on that. Just let me know, and I'll let you go, and I appreciate what you did.
Yeah. Thank you, Joshua. I appreciate it. I'll watch film on him and tell you what I think. I can't comment on it today. I haven't seen it, but I'll watch film on it and let you know what I think. I would be I would find it pretty disconcerting if Georgia is looking at anybody as a fullback, because that is not my expectation of what we're going to see from them. Now, you know, again, the issue with Georgia is going to be that, think about this, all right? And Robert and Zeke, I'm coming to you. The last few years, Georgia, Kirby Smart, has given up a ton of yards and points to teams like Oklahoma in the college football playoff, a game they somehow won, to LSU in a championship game setting. They have given up a ton of points. Kirby was bleeding out when he was the DC at Bama. They were giving up a ton of points. And every time they played an up-tempo spread team, I mean, Kirby had an SOS out nationally begging for help. You know, he was desperate to try and get some advice on how to deal with these up-tempo spread offenses. And last year, again, he came face-to-face with the monster that was LSU, and they got blown off the field. I mean, absolutely blown off the field. And so you would think that if Kirby is an intelligent guy, that he would come away from those defensive fails thinking, okay, we need to do something differently. Now, again, the bad news for him is that the quarterback who should have been doing it for him is actually at Ohio State. But you have to wonder, logic tells you, based on what happened to them firsthand, that they would come into this year with an approach that, hey, we're going full-blown LSU. We're putting everybody out in the pattern. We're using five-man protection schemes. This is what we're going to do. The dilemma comes in the fact that you didn't have a spring. There was no spring football to try and, you know, work out the kinks, install, get, you know, start to become familiar with what in theory is going to be a new and different offense. Now, will Kirby come fall, whenever this all kicks off, will he then use this as an excuse for why he doesn't move forward in that manner, saying that, well, we didn't have time, we didn't have spring football, so we didn't have the luxury of being able to become familiar with what we wanted to do conceptually. And that makes you wonder what Georgia's really going to be. I've said this before. Georgia, to me, is the biggest unknown of any team this entire upcoming college football season. And for the reasons I just stated, can Kirby really go Ed Orgeron? Can Kirby go full-fledged Ed Orgeron when he didn't have a spring? There's going to be a lot of demands on Jamie Newman and whatever Georgia's going to do offensively come this fall. All right, Robert and Zeke, I am coming right to you. Don't go anywhere. Quickly, let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge, my friend Taj Boyd, 906 Tiger Boulevard. You need to go see him. Things were put on hold, obviously, for a few weeks, but you still have some great options available. Again, I don't know what those options are right now. I think that there are still a couple of choice 2 and 3 bedroom units, and there are a couple handfuls of studio units available. But you're running out of time, and we've been telling you this. The numbers keep dwindling. You have to act now. If you're a Clemson person, this is heaven on earth. This parcel of land, I mean, go watch the video on the website, lakesidelodge.com. You'll see it just can't be any more beautiful. The pool is insanely shaped. The hot tub is enormous. Farm-to-table restaurant, meeting room, fire pits, walking pass, 50-yard football field for families to enjoy, You get all the benefits of ownership and the luxuries of a hotel. It just can't be better. But you must act now. Go see Taj Boyd, 906 Tiger Boulevard. Tell him I sent you. All right, Robert and Zeke, I'm coming right to you first thing as soon as we get back.
Electric City Signs and Neon. Over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate. Specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs, Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Fridge had enough after the extra action in the house these last several weeks? Now you have an excuse to get the new one you've been wanting. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event, including an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites. Get it fast by ordering at Lowe's.com or via our app. Best part, we're offering 12-month special financing and free delivery. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $2.99 or more. Subject to credit approval, exclusions apply, U.S. only.
Hi, this is Gary, the mortgage expert. Did you know my FHA 30-year mortgage is 2.99%? Here at Rate Saver Mortgage, we have rates that destroy the big banks. If you're buying a home or refinancing, call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. APR equals 4.49% based on $250,000 loan and 680 score. Subject to approval, rate subject to change. Gary's NMLS number is 107-429. Rate Saver Mortgage, MLS 1847969.
Equal housing lender.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform from minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest of technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
We know sports. We are the Roar.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying.
Welcome to the Red Range, back on a Motown Monday. Robert and Zeke have come right to you. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial Group. Greg Whale's the guy, 100% independent advisor. Greg will design the plan that fits your financial picture. Every personal financial situation is different. You need a different up-to-date plan, not a cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all program. And look, a lot of people who have investments right now are searching for answers. And you're not going to be able to navigate those waters by yourself. You need somebody who has expertise and can guide you in right and exactly what the right thing to do is right now and moving forward. Financial planning is more than just choosing your investments. It's a big picture analysis of your entire financial world. Investments, minimize the risk from bad stocks and funds. Social Security, there are 314 choices for a married couple. Health insurance, Medicare planning, and what is best for you. Life insurance, protecting your family from dying too young. Retirement planning, getting the income you need upon retirement. Estate planning, being certain that your heirs will get what's theirs and minimize probate taxes. These are all elements of a good financial plan. College planning for your children, grandchildren, to maximize college financial aid opportunities. Kiwi Financial Group's on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. Call Kiwi Financial today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Or toll-free, 800-585-5816, 800-585-5816. Or stop by their office in Clemson, 402 Pendleton Road, right next door to Max Drive. And trust me, Greg is a really sharp guy. He's the guy you need now. All right, to the phones, Robert and Zeke. For the first time all day, I have some open lines. So if you want in, you're welcome to get in. 654-7627. Robert, how are you?
Hey, brother. Listen, I missed you in Ramona last week. Missed your show.
Thank you,
I have two completely different questions to ask you, both football. Tampa Bay Bucks, they at least should make the playoffs this year. I think Brady has more to work with now than what he's ever had to work with in New England. And I think those two guys are almost like all-pro receivers. And I wanted to get your opinion how that if they click and how that thing's going to work out. And the other question I wanted to ask you, all weekend I was listening to some sports stations talking about hiring minorities and getting draft picks from that. I didn't quite understand that, and I want to get your opinion on that. And thank you, and I'll hang up and listen to your show. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. I don't know the specific nature of that the latter conversation on the Brady thing. I think on paper all that is true. I think Brady has more and better weapons, and you know, again, as miserable as that whole New England situation was a year ago, he still threw for over 4,000 yards. So yeah, give him some receivers to work with who have ability and who can stretch a field. And yeah, I mean, it seems to me logical that Brady's going to have a big year. The dilemma is it's that, you know, when is he going to have time to work with all these guys? I mean, you know, Brady is a work ethic, mogul. He is a guy who wants to, run it and rep over and over and over again until he gains total familiarity with his receivers. He's not going to have that luxury in Tampa. You know, I think if this were a normal season with a normal setup, then you really might see fireworks in Tampa. I'm a little concerned with the relationship between Brady and his receivers and developing that chemistry and timing. It's more than it's knowing where a guy wants the ball, how he catches the ball. You know, it's all the little details of the quarterback receiver relationship that concern me. You know, that he had with an Edelman. You know, and again, that was established over many years. You weren't going to have that luxury anyway. But I just wonder how much time Brady is really going to have to work with these guys. You know, and some might suggest, well, you know, they could be doing that. Maybe I don't know about the other side of it. You know, Brady and Edelman routinely went to Montana to work together. Zeke, how are you?
What's up, Walt?
Zeke, good to have you, Zeke.
Hey, got a question for you. Why are we so easy to write off? We talk about Jordan being the greatest of all time. And then people will bring up, well, LeBron and this. How come people don't bring up Larry Bird more, Walt?
You know, I think, Zeke, that it's my experience just in even in this profession is that, and I say this frequently, people don't remember what happened 2 weeks ago. You know, the further we move away from something, and we're always replacing a guy with the next one. We forget, like earlier, Clemson Dominique was bringing up Elgin Baylor and how Elgin Baylor is the most forgotten player in basketball history, the most undervalued player, and I think he's right. I think he's right. It used to be there was a time in history where Baylor was considered that. When you talked about the two or three greatest players ever lived, you talked about Elgin Baylor. But the further we move away from Elgin Baylor, the further down the list Elgin Baylor drops. Elgin Baylor is just a name. And people say stupid things about guys who play in the past. Like this conversation I want to get into with the running backs at some point. You know, I saw an idiot today on Twitter saying that, well, Jim Brown was playing against 220-pound guys. Okay, I'm sorry, is that his fault? I mean, it's just stupid. I mean, it's you know, and it's also wrong. You know, it's like the notion that Bill Russell or Wilt Chamberlain didn't play against any centers. You know, Chamberlain was playing against way more legitimate centers than there are in today's game because there are none or very few today. Whereas Chamberlain was playing against guys, every team had a guy who was a legitimate center, sometimes more than one. So, you know, I think that for some reason, the further we move away, the less relevant somebody becomes. And I think that's happened to Bird. The other thing is, Zeke, in Bird's case, you know, the injury shortened his career and what he could have done. You know, the back injury shortened what he could have done.
Now, I'll ask you this also, Walt. I was going to sort of put you on the spot for this and have a little fun with you. We're talking about trash talkers. So I read a thing where it listed the top 10 trash talkers of all time in the NBA. You want to just take a stab at a couple of those? I know you'll know some, but who do you think number one was, Walt?
I would think it would be Bird.
It was. So any other guesses who you think the more trash talkers were?
I think that I think Michael Jordan is probably on the list.
Number two.
I would think that Reggie Miller might have made the list.
Number three.
Really? That's not bad.
Yeah. Yes.
I swear on the Bible, I have not seen this list. I don't know who. Who put the list out, Zeke? Who put the list out?
It was from Basketball Report.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Here's what's funny for you. Number four, Gary Payton.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. The glove.
Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, that makes sense, too.
How about Kobe Bryant?
Yeah. Yeah, he emulated Mike.
Rasheed Wallace.
You know, I was going to say Rasheed Wallace. Rasheed would have been. I would have had Rasheed Wallace. I think I would have had a couple of those. I don't know if I would have come up with Gary Payton right off the top of my head. Although hearing
number
it.
Number 10.
Go ahead.
Allen Iverson, Walt. Number 10. And I don't remember Iverson as a big trash talker.
Yeah, I don't either. Really, I don't. I mean, I think Allen Iverson. You know, at 6 feet tall, when you do the type of things that Allen Iverson did, playing with no fear, you got to be able to at least, you know, stand up for yourself. But I didn't really view him as like a big time trash talker. That's not how I viewed him.
Well, before I get off, I'll say kudos to you, Walt. You never saw the list. And you got numbers 1, 2, and 3. Have a good day, buddy.
Thank you, Zeke. Appreciate it. Yeah, I think I could have come up with. I would have come up with more of those answers. Kobe, I think, makes sense. You know, and I'm trying to think about other guys through history. Yeah, and some guys didn't talk much at all. You know, Julius Erving basically never said much of anything, at least until people talked to him. But, you know, there's more than one way to get it done. But, you know, look, I think there was a time that Bird was the greatest player who ever lived. And I think the problem was that it didn't last as long for Larry Legend as it might have. Had it, then I think that he might be regarded as the best player ever lived. And I think you can make a strong case for him anyway. I think you can make a strong case for him. I mean, he's certainly one of the greatest players ever. The game came almost too easily to him. And it's unfortunate, you know, some of the things that happened. I mean, in terms of his injuries, you know, it's the hyper-aggressive way he played the game. But, you know, back injuries can be really disabling, and his clearly were. But, I mean, it is too easy to forget. It's easy to forget who and what guys were, how great a player a guy like Bird was. Not a guy like Bird. I don't think he's ever been a guy like Bird. And I always find it funny, you know, that people say, well, you know, if you put him in this era, yeah, if you put him in this era, he would be killing these clowns. I mean, that's what they said when he came in. They said that, you know, he was the hick from French Lick. You know, he was a white guy. He was slow. He was non-athletic. He was this. He's never going to be able to compete. It was all those things. And the guy turned into the greatest player on earth. And I think for a number of years there, the greatest player in history. And again, I think that he was hurt by the fact he didn't have longevity. That element is probably what hurts him more than ever. And remember this, that Bird had a chief rival in Magic Johnson, and, you know, rank them however you want. They're two of the five or six best players who ever played. And they compete against each other. And those teams that the Celtics and Lakers had in the mid-80s, that's the best basketball has ever been, period. And they had to split those titles. Had one or the other not existed, then the one who did exist probably would have had 8, 9 titles. They had the misfortune, in some ways, of existing in the same time frame. And that incredible rivalry and friendship that developed between the two of them. All right, we'll take a quick break. You want in 654-767. Lots to get to. I can't believe, Ramona, that we're nearly 3 hours into the show. We have so much to get to. Quick break. We'll be back.
It's time for another Solid Orange Clemson Classic replay this Saturday at 10 a.m. Relive the second national championship of the Dabo Swinney era as the Tigers and the Crimson Tide face off in the championship game of the 2019 College Football Playoff. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, Burton Properties, Granger Nissan, Priority Run, Krispy Kreme, and Toyota of Easley. 44-16, the Tigers and the Tide. This Clemson Classic game replay Saturday at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
It's almost time to eat again, and you don't feel like cooking again. Put down the spatula and pick up the phone, because you can get a Big Bow Box delivered. Just tap your favorite app for 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea. It's bow time.
Our homes have been lived in more than ever. Restore your home back to its glory with the help of Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129, plus a complimentary cleaning and disinfecting of common touch services. Visit ZeroResGreenville.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey guys, summer is here, the gyms are open, the beach is open, and the world is getting back to normal again. It's time to get off that couch and get moving again. If you've got no energy, no drive, and have gained a few pant sizes in the last few months, come see us today at Low Country Male. For just $200 a month, we take care of all your testosterone, labs, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and your prescription management needs. It's time to get back to work and get back to making men and America great again. Come see us today in Greenville off Pelham Road, lowcountrymale.com.
Hey Tiger fans, have you heard that Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially open? Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both Lake Hartwell and Death Valley. Whether you're looking for an upscale short-term stay or you're in the market for a none of the stress but all of the comforts of condo ownership, Lakeside Lodge is the perfect place for you. To find out more, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after $731.21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
If you have to call a customer service number to discuss your investments, you should see what IQ Capital Strategy can do for you locally. Brian knows each investor has unique goals, and his multi-strategy active management strategy could help produce more favorable results for you with local customer service and personal support than you should expect from someone you're trusting with your investments. Visit IQ Capital Strategy at 735 North Townville Street in Seneca, or give them a call at 848-CAPITAL. That's 848-CAPITAL. Securities offered through Fortune Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Fortune Financial, and IQ Capital are separate entities.
More live local sports than cars on Woodruff Road. You're listening to The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in, 654-7627. Before we get to the phones, let me tell you about my friends at George Coleman Ford. You know, Rona, I can tell you, and sometimes it's just better if the people who actually went to George Coleman Ford tell you. And 3 days ago, Steve posted this. I was very, very pleased with every single step of their process. They didn't beat around the bush or try to force me into anything until I felt uncomfortable. Patrick was my man. They really helped me get the deal I wanted and needed to buy the truck I wanted. They made me feel like family. I would recommend anyone to these guys! Exclamation mark. You know, this is another thing we get over and over with George Coleman Ford, Ramona. Not only the attention that they give you and the service that they give you, but we get people talking about how they were never pushed into anything.
Right, exactly.
That they never feel like there was some direction they were trying to force you into. There isn't any of that at George Coleman Ford. It's a culture. A lot like the culture Clemson has built under Dabo Swinney. You know, it's a culture of success and a way of doing things. In a way of treating people. You know, again, I think too many times today, we actually get treated so badly, Ramona, that we actually start to think that's the norm and that's the way it's going to be. You know, it used to be an old adage about the customer always being right. At George Coleman Ford, they've lived that adage for 90 years and still are. So if you've forgotten what it's like to be treated the way you should be treated, well, then you're going to the wrong car dealership. And that's where you go get the small town approach, close enough to any of the big cities. People drive from all over to go to George Coleman. Do it for yourself. You'll thank me later. It's George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest. I saw this today from NFL stats. I thought it was interesting. Most 100-yard receiving games since 2015. Again, this is from NFL stats. Most 100-yard receiving games since 2015. And this is sort of what you would expect. Julio Jones tops the list with 36 100-yard receiving games. And actually, he leads by a wide margin during that time period. Antonio Brown, second with 26. Nuke Hopkins right behind him with 25. Mike Evans of Tampa Bay, 21, even with Jameis Winston throwing the ball. Odell Beckham Jr. and Michael Thomas and Amari Cooper all tied at 19. The first tight end makes the list, and Travis Kelce at 18. And then T.Y. Hilton and Adam Thielen at 17 each. Now, you know, some of these guys, like, for example, Michael Thomas wasn't drafted until 2016, I believe, off the top of my head. And so, you know, he's behind here in the number of seasons available. But, you know, these numbers are pretty much what you would expect. And Julio Jones topping this list is pretty much what you'd expect at 36. And that's despite Matt Ryan. You know, you have to wonder, Antonio Brown at 26, where would Antonio Brown be if he, you know, actually played football? You know what I mean? I mean, for example, how many games, shall we say, off has Antonio Brown had due to conduct issues, due to personality issues? How many games has he lost that he would have had? I mean, he's 10 behind in second place, but you got to think that, I mean, this guy's missed a ton of football in that time frame. I mean, I don't know how many games. I mean, he missed all last season. How many games has he missed out on due to suspensions, due to other issues? I mean, I would think it's got to be, I mean, I think it's got to be two seasons worth of games, more probably, right? So you could actually suggest that if this guy had been able to stay focused on football and didn't have all these constant issues, that he might be on top of this list. He would certainly be right there with Julio Jones. There's no question about that. You know, there's never been anyone who's denied his ability or his talent. It's all of his demons that have dragged him down. Because that number is extraordinarily high considering how many games he's actually played during that time frame. And again, I'd have to go back and track that to determine it. But and then you have Nuke Hopkins, who, you know, before Deshaun Watson didn't exactly have stellar quarterback play in Houston. And Mike Evans has had some issues with drops, but has 21 touchdown passes, receptions in that time period. And Michael Thomas, again, he's lost some time because he was actually drafted after that period began. So it's not exactly a fair time. And again, I don't know how they chose 2015. I guess 5-year period, I guess, is what they were looking at. But nonetheless, I thought it was interesting. Lincoln, how are you?
Good, Walt. How are you?
Good, Lincoln. Good to have you back.
So today I was just going to ask you, do you think Oklahoma is ever going to be able to get over the hump Because I know recently they've been in the semifinals and they've been pretty good and highly ranked. But do you think they'll ever get over the hump and get a national championship anytime soon?
I do. You know, I think that your namesake, Lincoln Riley, is probably the brightest offensive mind in the college game right now. And it's just an issue of catching up defensively and recruiting the type of players that they used to recruit defensively. And I think they're starting in that process. You can see gradual signs of improvement on the defensive side, and you can't fix it overnight. You know, for Clemson, it was the offensive line needed to get better to make Clemson a national title contending team, and gradually that happened. And for Oklahoma, it's obviously the defensive side of the football, and I think they're getting better in that regard. If they keep doing what they do offensively, and they will, and really there's nobody who can stop them, if they keep doing what they're doing offensively and they catch up a little defensively, I mean, they don't have to be elite. They just can't be terrible. And again, I think they're starting to track that way, Lincoln. So, yeah, I do think Lincoln Riley will win a national championship or more at Oklahoma. I mean, assuming he stays there and doesn't go to the NFL or something.
Okay, Walt, I appreciate it.
Yep, thank you, Lincoln. Excellent question. Yeah, it's a really good question, and it's a fair question, and it's one I've thought about as well. And again, I think there are subtle signs that Oklahoma's starting to get better on that side of the football. And we'll see how it plays out. And of course, we need to see who their quarterback's going to be this year. My working assumption is it's going to be Rattler, with all the good and the bad. And I think when he takes over that role, you're going to have the type of playmaker at the position that Oklahoma really needs. It's not an affront to Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts' experience worked well. He worked well within that system, but he's not the level of player that a Kyler Murray or a Baker Mayfield was, and I think Rattler is. Assuming Rattler can control his own demons. I still have questions about him. I still don't understand what happened to his last year in high school. No one's ever really answered that.
They don't say.
No, well, no, they don't. There's some, at least I believe there's some other issue there that happened. I don't know what it is. I don't have the foggiest idea, allegedly, but there's some mystery element there. But I do think as a program, Oklahoma, look, when you're there in the arena, even if it doesn't go well for you, unless you're the Buffalo Bills, back when they were losing four Super Bowls, you begin to develop some sort of feel for what it takes. In other words, you understand what your shortcomings are better than anybody because you lived it. You were there for it. You couldn't stop this team. You couldn't stop that team. You couldn't stop this element or that element. And I think Oklahoma, if, you know, the whole, I mean, look, 7-year-olds in Iowa or Idaho know what Oklahoma's issue was. It's not like it's a big secret, but I think you really, since sometimes these guys and these teams live in their own bubble, in their own universe, and, you know, you don't get exposed to the rest of the country until you actually play these sort of intersectional games in championship game settings, you don't have a feel for it. You don't truly get it. I think Oklahoma's experience in losing has probably helped them to understand to a greater degree just what they need to do to get over the top and actually win one of these things. Look, with Lincoln Riley's genius, and he is a genius, and his age, I think it would be naive to think Oklahoma is not going to win a national title. I think Oklahoma is clearly going to win a national title. I just think the issue is when. And as I said, I think they're gradually getting better on that side of the ball. Will they be ready this year? You know, look, they already had a key injury. They lost a former five-star receiver for the season who they were counting heavily on. And so they've already had a major, major injury. And, you know, I don't know that it's going to be this year. I don't even know necessarily that they'll win their own league this year. I would hate to bet against them in that league. But I do think Oklahoma State, for once, is going to have something to say about it, because I think Oklahoma State has their holy trinity. They have a talented back, talented receiver, talented quarterback. And as you know, Ramona, you've never heard me say a good word about Oklahoma State. But I think if there was ever a year that Oklahoma State might be a factor, I think it's this year. I think this is the first time you're ever going to hear me say positive things about Oklahoma State before a football season. I still wonder about their toughness under Mike Gundy. I still wonder whether they're physical enough, tough enough, whether they have that type of mentality or not. I still think those are things that are in question about Oklahoma State and that program. But I also think they have extraordinary offensive skill right now. And I think that's going to make them dangerous. Let me tell you about Husqvarna Auto Mowers and Easy Lawn and Garden. For 25 years, Husqvarna Auto Mowers have been the best-selling worldwide. With the Husqvarna Auto Mower Crown Commitment Program, you'll enjoy your weekends and know if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Auto Mower within 60 days of purchase from Easy Lawn and Garden, you can bring it back for a full refund or exchange. Are you kidding me? Who does that? I'll tell you who. Only people who believe fully that you're not bringing it back, because you're not. Because it's the greatest invention in mowing history, period. You know, our guy Brian Ramona, who makes his living as a turf and landscape expert, yes, golf courses, he says the greatest thing ever. It, uphills, downhills, around objects, works on the principle of the grazing animal, cuts your grass the most minute amount so it's never shocked. It grows thick, green, luxurious. Meanwhile, you're inside sipping sweet tea. You're not out in the 100 degrees. That's the way it ought to be. So go see my friends at Easley Lawn and Garden, veteran and family owned for 40 years, for sales, installation, and service. For all your power equipment needs, it's Easley Lawn and Garden, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Metal Depot's, formerly Metal Building Supply, would like to remind you that during this time of change and new normal, we're still here to help and serve. Metal Depot's is your leading supplier of metal buildings, along with roof and wall components, with superior quality and competitive prices. Call or stop by to speak to one of our material specialists at 864-295-0506. We are located at 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont.
Hey guys, summer is here, the gyms are open, the beach is open, and the world is getting back to normal again. It's time to get off that couch and get moving again. If you've got no energy, no drive, and have gained a few pant sizes in the last few months, come see us today at Low Country Mail. For just $200 a month, we take care of all your testosterone, labs, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and your prescription management needs. It's time to get back to work and get back to making men and America great again. Come see us today in Greenville off Pelham Road, lowcountrymail.com.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. In need of an oil change? Right now you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX high mileage motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And if you need something fast, you can get it fast, your way. Whether it's next day delivery or free same day pickup, in-store or curbside, the choice is yours. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details on AutoZone.com.
Hello, Aurora listeners. This is Brian Taylor of the Brian Taylor Allstate Agency. When it comes to protecting what matters most, it makes sense to choose an insurance agent that's a part of your community. I know the ins and outs of both owning and protecting a home in your neighborhood. By choosing a local Allstate agent, you get an expert who knows the community and is committed to getting to know you, which means I can help you get the protection you want that fits you and your life. Are you in good hands? So contact me today, Brian Taylor, here in the upstate of South Carolina, for a free quote. So call me at 864-2-